This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, of course, breaking news comes first. And as many of you heard, at least 8 people have been killed at a Texas high school shooting this morning. We are being told that the gunman was a student and yelled, "Surprise!" as he burst into an art class and opened fire. They actually say 2 people are in custody. I believe they're looking for another shooter. So, Harris County Sheriff Ed Gonzalez tweeted that one person is in custody and a second person has been detained. The station KHOU reported, citing a federal official and a county official close to the investigation, that at least 8 people were fatally shot. We had heard originally 10 people. That number, unfortunately, may change throughout the day. And witnesses described how the unnamed gunman burst through a door of first period art class and yelled "surprise" before opening fire on his classmates. Law enforcement officials were sweeping the campus for possible explosives after students reported seeing the gunman toss something into a classroom. Police responded to the school on State Highway 6 near Morning Glory Drive in Santa Fe just before 8 a.m. It's just tragic. You see the pictures. It's just horrifying. In an unconfirmed report, one student told ABC 13 in a phone interview that a gunman, believed to be male, came into her first period art class and started shooting at 7:45. One student says she saw one girl with blood on her leg as the class evacuated the room. We thought it was a fire drill at first, but then the teacher said start running. And the student said she couldn't get a good look at the shooter because she was running away. She said students escaped through a door at the back of the classroom. Yeah, I get very frustrated when I see a classroom that only has the doors in front. I mean, I think we're going to have to rebuild schools. That's something I want to talk about in a second. But luckily, they were able to escape out the back of the classroom. Santa Fe Police, Galveston County Sheriff's Office, and ATF agents responded to the school. Medical helicopters, as you see, circling the parking lot. And so Donald Trump and Melania have tweeted. I don't really want to go into everybody's tweets, but Santa Fe High School has more than 1,400 students in grades 9 to 12. The senior class is supposed to graduate in a couple days. And students currently being transported to Alamo Gym to reunite with their parents. This is it's just every week something happening. It's so tragic. And, you know, you see the school successful when there's a shooter. I believe there was with the California school the other day. That shooter was able to be taken down before anybody could get shot. Unfortunately, these kids are coming with their backpacks. You have 1,400 students. And, you know, everybody convening in the hallways and near their lockers. And, I don't see how law enforcement or school law enforcement, can handle that many students. I mean, I don't know what the next step is for schools, but I think we are talking about a whole revamp. You know, I would definitely follow the lead of how things are done in Israel. I mean, if the schools are built with multiple exits, if tables are able to be thrown down and used as bulletproof shields, if teachers have weapons, if students need to be frisked or go through metal detectors or X-ray scanners, I mean, maybe we need airport-style scanners in schools. Oh, the students would complain because they got to get to class. And it's, well, you know what? When September 11th happened, we were like, fine. You know, if airport security has to be this way, fine. I got mad at the whole liquid thing. The liquid thing really bothered me because now I have to pay $7 for a bottle of water at the airport. That ticked me off. But in terms of the screening, because of what happened with September 11th, oh, no, I'm fine with that. And I bet you every parent would support X-ray screening of anything that comes into the school. We are going to have to approach each school like we do an airport. And if you've noticed, we haven't, knock on wood, had any hijackings since security got ramped up. Well, it's expensive. It's expensive. But, you know, we spend a lot of money on a lot of BS stuff. And I think we can appropriate a lot more money to school safety. If our kids and neighbors' kids and nieces and nephews and grandchildren have to fear that somebody is going to storm into their art class and shoot them down, then I don't give a damn about spending money on, you know, a Planned Parenthood and spending money on research of lizards and their blood color and all. I mean, you know, let's shift the money for crying out loud. Why aren't we upping our security? And yeah, then we need to airport style, right? Or we do like Disneyland. So Disneyland has the metal detectors, and then they have guards that look through everything. Now, somebody could say, well, the shooting could happen then outside the school. The shooting could happen on the sidewalk. The shooting could happen. Look, shootings could happen anywhere. I believe in my neck of the woods, in one of the local malls that I used to go to as a kid all the time, there was a shooter. I believe the gun was a fake gun, so I'm not really sure what the heck was going on there. I'm getting reports now on that, but it could happen anywhere. But for a child to come into class, put their backpack down, put their focus on the teacher like they're supposed to, just to get shot in the head, we need to do this 1,070% different than we are. And I know we have tens or hundreds of thousands of schools in this country. I get that. But we also have a lot of airports. If we were able to do it with the airports, we could do it with the schools. I just don't understand. Well, we need to go after the guns. We have to do gun control. Okay, idiots getting controls of gun, getting a hold of a gun, absolutely. I don't want anybody with mental illness or anybody who's a bad guy, bad girl, to get a gun. But the average bad person that's doing this is not, you know, following the proper laws. So making more laws, I don't think it's going to stop the average person that wants to kill people. We need to up our security, and we need to nip this in the bud. 1-877-DOCTOR-ALLY. Don't go away. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at Sunny-Bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay Heating Pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Alright guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Alright, so abortion is back in the news. People are mad about this one. To me, it makes sense, but people are going to be mad about this one. So let me kind of break this down. Hold on, I'm having some issues with my computer. Okay. All right, hold on a second. Pulling this up now. So the Trump administration is going to resurrect the ban on abortion counseling at federally funded clinics. I mean, it does make sense to me. They say, following pressure from pro-life Republicans in Congress at the midterm elections, the Trump administration has planned to resurrect a Reagan-era rule banning federal-funded family planning clinics from discussing abortion with women. The rule would also prohibit the clinics from sharing space with abortion providers, a senior White House official told the Associated Press. The practice is known as co-location, was specifically decried by more than 150 House members and more than 40 senators earlier this month in letters of Department of Health and Human Services, Secretary Alex Azar. The HHS is going to be announcing this proposal later today. So some people call it a gag rule, which it's not. They call it a gag rule by abortion rights supporters and medical groups, and they think it's going to trigger lawsuits that could keep it from taking effect. So activists on both sides are getting mad and upset. The Reagan-era rule apparently never went into effect as written. The Supreme Court ruled that it was an appropriate use of executive power. The policy was then rescinded under President Bill Clinton, and a new rule went into effect which allowed non-directive counseling to include a range of options for women. Now, abortion is legal. With Roe versus Wade, abortion is legal. So doctors, groups, and abortion rights supporters say a ban on counseling women trespasses on the doctor-patient relationship. But you see, for me, I look at it as a doctor can talk to a patient about whatever and give them their options. But if this is all happening on the government dime, we're talking about taxpayer dollars. That's a whole different set of rules. Federal family planning funds cannot be currently used to pay for abortion procedures. Abortion opponents say a taxpayer-funded family planning program should have no connection whatsoever to abortion. According to Jessica Marcella of the National Family Planning and Reproductive Health Association, says the notion that you would withhold information from a patient does not uphold or preserve their dignity. I cannot imagine a scenario in which public health groups would allow this effort to go unchallenged. She said requiring family planning clinics to be physically separate from facilities in which abortion is provided would disrupt services for women across the country. According to Kristen Hawkins of Students for Life, she said abortion is not health care or birth control, and many women want natural health care choices rather than hormone-induced changes. So, abortion opponents allege that the federal family planning program, in effect, cross-subsidizes abortion services provided by Planned Parenthood, whose clinics are also major recipients for grants for family planning and basic preventative care. Hawkins' group is circulating a petition to urge lawmakers in Congress to support Trump's proposal, known as Title X. The nation's family planning program serves currently 4 million women a year through clinics. This costs taxpayers $260 million. They say Planned Parenthood clinics also qualify for Title X grants, but they must keep the family planning money separate from funds used to pay for abortions. See, this is where it really gets tricky. The Republican-led Congress has unsuccessfully tried to deny federal funds to Planned Parenthood, and the Trump administration has vowed to religious and social conservatives that it would keep up the effort. Okay, so here's the thing. Religion or no religion, I've known people that have not really affiliated very religiously with one denomination or another that does not want to be a part of an abortion process. And us paying tax dollars may for some of us seem so remote. Look, I pay my taxes, whether it goes to schools, whether it goes to school safety, whether it goes to Trump's salary, which I don't think he's taking one, by the way. If it goes to, politicians' salaries, look, I pay the taxes, just do what you need to with it, leave me alone. But you have other people who really feel that there is that trail, basically that paper trail, from a sin standpoint, that will lead federal money going to an abortion back to what they paid. And that is very distressing for somebody who's very religious. I get that. And so, my argument with this is whether abortion is legal or not, or whether you're pro-choice or pro-life, or you want the government involved, or you don't want the government involved with your life, those are separate issues. The issue that remains that I think needs to be changed is our taxpaying dollars going to something that a lot of us are not ethically or religiously or morally comfortable with. Period. And the same argument could be for capital punishment. If you feel strongly against a fetus dying or an adult dying, all right, because I know on both sides, you seem to have, more people on the right against abortion, more people on the left against capital punishment. The same thing. Why should our taxpaying dollars be used for something that we aren't morally comfortable with. You know, there's a lot of people out there that aren't necessarily anti-abortion. They're like, or anti-pro-choice. They're like, look, it's your choice. Fine. Just don't make us pay for it. You know, when we see like what happened with the school shooting, I would much rather see money go to protecting our living children than to abortion services or abortion counseling. Now, as a doctor, do we counsel women on abortion on a regular basis? No, we don't. The average doctor, if somebody becomes pregnant, will counsel them on their health, counsel them on starting prenatal vitamins, counsel them on what to look for if they start having any bleeding or infection or a concern of ectopic pregnancy. And if somebody says, I don't want to keep the baby, we then make a recommendation to somebody that can do that for them if we don't. If you have a 15-year-old girl that comes in and she is wanting birth control, do I bring up you could have an abortion as an option? No, I told you guys that. My conversations with these kids are much different. When a 15-year-old says, you know what, I'm having sex, so I want birth control, I first commend them for thinking ahead, right, and making a responsible decision. But then I go, what is your plan B? Well, what do you mean plan B? Well, what if the birth control doesn't work and you get pregnant? Oh, I'll just have an abortion. No, that's not necessarily plan B. Plan B is not having an abortion. Right? I mean, you're having sex. This is a big, responsible, grown-up thing you're doing. Are you looking at, you know, all your options? I mean, are you going to use birth control correctly? Are you going to use a backup condom? I know a lot of providers out there say, look, if you're not going to be the type that's going to stick to the pill correctly, then you need to tell me so maybe we could do a different form of birth control. Maybe we'll do the Depo-Provera shot. Or maybe we'll do the NuvaRing. Or you can put that in for 3 weeks and then take it out for a week. But, you know, we need to have a grown-up discussion. And thinking, okay, well, if I just get pregnant, I'm going to have an abortion. That's not, you have to look at the whole gamut of things. And so we do counsel. Do we counsel pro-abortion, anti-abortion? Well, that's hard to say. And doctors are allowed to have conversations with their patients in private, not violating patient privacy, because it's their practice. Now, what if it's Medicaid dollars? Okay, will the government say, look, if this is a Medicaid patient, you can't bring up abortion? Well, doctors aren't going to like that. You know, what we want to discuss with our patients is between us. Personally, no, I'm not going to bring up abortion as an option. I'm going to want to prevent the pregnancy. If somebody is not going to want a baby, then I'm going to want to make sure that person doesn't get pregnant in the first place. The last thing we want is somebody getting pregnant who doesn't want the baby, whether it's in fetal form or infant form or toddler form. We want to make sure that any parent that has a child wants that child. So, yes, I'm going to be very, very aggressive with pre-sex counseling, which will include abstinence. It will include condoms. It will include birth control. So, taxpayer dollars not going for the rent, right, or, you know, counseling on abortion doesn't to me seem that awful. It makes sense. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So, as we've discussed previously, and I guess, what's the word I want to say? Suspected. A study has come out citing how gel manicures can up your risk of cancer. And for those of you who don't know what a gel manicure is, the gel manicure completely revolutionized nail salons and the nail industry, because those of us who used to get manicures, we would get our nails filed down and our cuticles cut and our nails would get painted, and it would last a few days and it would look really, really good, and we would have a nice fresh manicure. That would be all happy, and that's great. But it only lasted a few days. Then other sorts of things happened, like we had these fake nails that could be glued on and a whole variety of things that would last our nails to would allow our nails to last longer. Then acrylic powder was used, which when mixed with a certain, I believe they use a little bit of acetone and a little bit of water. I have to double check. But the acrylic overlay, which is what I do, allows your nails to last for about two and a half, 3 weeks. And you can paint over them, and they're strong, they dry fairly quickly, and you just can have nails that last and look good for a couple weeks, which is really important for someone like me who washes her hands a lot and whose nails are very, very brittle. I don't really have the best nails because when you wash your hands in between patients and you do so multiple times a day, you really start to mess with your nails. So my nails were able to look good. I could do TV stuff. I love it. But the problem with a lot of acrylic nail jobs is many times it takes long. Well, I think gel does too, but it may damage the underlying nail underneath, and my nails are even thinner than I went in with, and you can't sometimes get the very fancy, vibrant colors. Well, then came gel manicures, and gel manicures have a type of polish where when you use UV light, it'll harden, or we call it a curing. And what was so amazing about gel manicures is not only could you now have super fancy, sparkly sort of polishes, right, that can now hold, but you dry right away. So rather than sitting there in the chair for 20 minutes waiting for your nails to dry, as soon as you are done with your UV lamp, you get to bolt. And so a lot of people prefer the gel manicure because it's quicker. They're done. Gel manicures also last 2.5, 3 weeks. So when I go to the nail salon for my acrylics, I see people getting gel all the time, and they love it, and I think their nails look better than mine. Why didn't I get gel? Because I don't like the UV lamp. I don't want to stick my nails under a UV lamp. I don't. And what scared me was originally I had a patient whose fingers were all tan. She had rectangular blocks on the dorsum of all her digits, except her thumb. It was a little bit on the side. And she's like, what's wrong with me? And I go, it looks like they're tan. Are you sticking your hands in anything? They go, well, you know, maybe it's my gel manicure. And I'm like, I bet that's the UV light. And I was like, okay, wait a second. I don't know. You know, if tanning beds are dangerous, then why would I stick any body part under a, you know, directed UV lamp? Quit giggling. Now, some people will say, well, look, I use LED lights in my salon. Good. LED is better. It's safer. They still, however, will emit UVA rays. They still will. But this is why gel manicures have been suspected to possibly put you at risk for cancer. Why? Because of the UV rays. Now, in the past, the American Academy of Dermatology has warned nail salon frequenters that even though the time spent in these lamps is very short, the UV rays are 4 times stronger than that of the sun. So, rather than just sitting outside for a few minutes, now multiply that by 4. And they see that the damage could really add up over long time use. Carolina Jasko, a 20-year-old Illinois woman, according to Fox 32, said she found out the hard way. She got a black vertical line on her fingernail that she never really noticed before because she had acrylics. And what is a black line, a vertical line on a fingernail? It's a melanoma. So she was diagnosed with melanoma at the age of 18. Now, maybe she had a family history. Maybe there were, but, you know, why put yourself at that, you know, with that extra risk? Just like tanning beds could put you at risk for skin cancer, so could any UV lamp. And we're being told the LED lamps also give UV rays. So, we talked about the UV rays, the UVA versus UVB. UVA goes all the way. UVB burns. That's how I remember it. So UVA rays penetrate deeply down to the epidermis and dermis. They could cause premature aging of the skin, wrinkles, and skin cancer. UVB rays are shorter. They primarily affect the epidermis and are responsible more for the sunburns. They could still cause cancer. So UV rays, whether they're A or B, but in these lamps, they're UVA, will penetrate, and they can make DNA damage. And with DNA damage and skin aging, you can, unfortunately, be more at risk for cancer. Aging skin is weaker skin. So, Dr. Chris Adigan, board-certified dermatologist, states the UV dose that you will receive during a gel manicure is brief, but it is intense. And remember what we said, it's about four times the strength. With repeated exposure, it can cause more skin damage. So, one option is to just ask for the LED lights, wear sunscreen while using the lamp. You know, personally, I just then don't do gel. Now, I really like glitter. I love glitter. I'm addicted to glitter. I cannot go, right, without a day of having some sort of glitter on something. I don't know why. I just think I don't have enough, I guess, makeup or accessories if I don't wear glitter. Right now, I'm wearing a Golden Knights jersey, and the Golden Knights jersey in the yellow is all kind of glittery. And so I'm good. I didn't have to put glitter on my eyes. I don't have to worry about the nails. But, for those of you that are, you know, really, really into nails versus acrylic or gel or whatever, I would say go and buy glitter polish and have them add it to the polish you're doing when you're getting your acrylic nails, and it'll look good. Now, you're going to see a lot of articles, like I'm reading one now, saying, you know, go with naked nails. Why naked nails are in. Are naked nails in? I mean, here's my thing. I think we overdo our makeup and our hair and our nails, etc. I think natural beauty is the most beautiful. But if you guys saw my naked nails, if you saw me naked, you'd be like, oh, Lord have mercy, please, please cover up. Now, I did take a picture of myself without my makeup. I had to take my kids to school. And I decided to do a selfie without my makeup. And it actually was good. I thought I was a lot scarier looking without my makeup. I was really surprised. So maybe beauty's in the eye of the beholder, you know, or maybe you are your worst critic. But, you know, if you don't have to put stuff on your nails and occlude oxygen getting to the nail bed, which is what these nails do, don't. If you don't always have to have makeup on your face and glitter near your eye and mascara on your eyelashes that could fall into the eye, don't. You know, when we're younger, we need to attract a mate. So we will do a lot of this stuff. But if you're happily married and, you know, you don't really have to look good at your job. And I know some of us want to look sexy. Some of us want to spice it up. Because, I mean, for me, I have to. I have to have some little spices, some little pop. I have to. But, if you aren't like that and if you're more psychologically sound than I am, don't do it. Men have it so much easier. They really do. They just have to match their tie with their belt with their shoes and they're done. I'm so jealous. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook at Dr. Dahlia Show. So here's the latest update on the Santa Fe High School shooting in Texas. At least 10 people have died. Reports had been saying there were anywhere between 8 to 10 people, and now 10 people confirmed dead. They are not saying how many are students, how many are staff, but according to a senior law enforcement official who was not authorized to speak about the investigation, the dead are expected to include students and staff. At least a dozen others have been injured, according to area hospitals. Police did arrest a student suspect and detained a second person, according to Harris County Sheriff Ed Gonzalez. Now, the assailant was armed with an AR-15-style rifle, a pistol, a shotgun, and pipe bombs. Officials inside said that he threw pipe bombs, and they don't know if any of them went off. So this could have been worse. This bloodshed occurred 30 miles south of Houston. Is one of the worst mass shootings in America since February, when 17 people were gunned down at a high school in Parkland, Florida. It's mind-boggling. I cannot believe something like this could happen in this day and age, and he kill as many people as he can before he gets stopped. And well done to law enforcement stopping him before he could do more. But he got onto school campus with an AR-15-style rifle, pistols, shotgun, and pipe bombs. Now, again, there's been a lot of discussion that there may be a second shooter involved as well. But and a second person has been detained. They say suspected material has been found off campus, and people should not touch anything that they find looks suspicious. They could call 911, according to Galveston County Judge Mark Henry. An official identified an injured police officer with John Barnes, a former Houston police officer who was retired. He was working with the school's police department. He was shot in the shoulder, is not critically wounded. Sheriff Gonzalez told reporters that the number of dead could rise even higher. The suspect is believed to be a student. Most of the dead are students. Still, it's an active scene at the school. I had said earlier, and I'm not going to belabor it, but I think we need to treat every school like a airport. Nobody gets on campus without being screened, their backpacks be x-rayed, and we have to look for anything that could be an explosive or a gun or a weapon, knife, etc. There's no reason why any of that should be going. I mean, you could bring metal and pencil cases and calculators into school, but we have to treat this like an airport or like Disneyland. There's a metal detector, and everything has to be run through. Yes, it's going to take longer for kids to go to school, but this is the day and age we live in. I mean, I don't know how other countries do it, but I think we need to approach the world differently. We have some people that are very, very crazy out there. And it's not just men or women or adults. They're kids. We have kids. They believe this is another student. And you have students who, you know, essentially look like adults, you know. But to me, they're still babies. They're still baby kids who find it an acceptable behavior to want to kill other kids. That's a problem. And it doesn't look like we just have one bad apple. We're seeing this in Parkland, you know, Florida. We're seeing this in Sandy Hook, Connecticut. We're seeing this in a variety of cities. And I know, when you look at the millions of kids that we have, it's still one in a million. I get that. But I think there's more. I also think that these people don't have the religious upbringing where you want to please God. I don't think these people know God. I don't think they care that they will be shot and killed while doing this mayhem. They just want to leave their footprint on this earth before they leave. They don't care what happens to them in the afterlife. I think kids these days, a lot of them, just look at things way differently than we did. If I even thought, like, if I got mad at somebody, and I had bullies in school, and if I got mad at them, and I was like, man, I wish you got run over by a car, I would feel so guilty. I would feel guilty for days that I had that thought. And I'm like, Lord, please forgive me. You know, I'm not supposed to judge people, blah, blah, blah. All right, and then I went about my business. And I'm like, look, you have to forgive, and, you know, and I would have never thought that, I, you know, that hurting somebody is something I would want to plan and brood over, and you know, maybe it's because I was psychologically healthy. Maybe we have a lot of kids out there that are not so psychologically healthy. Maybe they are given all their tools by their parents. Maybe they are brought up in a home, you know, whether there's spirituality or not, but, you know, where you do good. You could be atheist and be a good person. You know, there's right and wrong. And maybe parents are giving kids this sort of upbringing, and these kids just have a screw loose, and they don't care. Or we have kids out there that aren't being raised. They're not being raised at all. And they don't have a moral compass. But to think that somebody was planning that today they would come to school and kill people and use explosives and, you know, say, surprise. I mean, there's obviously some level of competency. We talked about Jared Loughner, you know, the Tucson shooter, where they were trying to claim he was incompetent and he was mentally ill. Well, of course he's mentally ill. He killed a bunch of people. But incompetent to stand trial? Not able to stand trial? This guy was able to go to a Walmart. This guy was able to pick up his photos. This guy was able to navigate and negotiate out of getting a speeding ticket that day. No. These people can calculate. You could have severe mental illness. And just like in the movies, be able to have these plans. It's also very interesting that a lot of these shootings happen first thing in the morning. Well, it's because that's when they could get on campus. It's harder to get on campus later in the day. It's harder to bring all your stuff. So they know that they could get on campus when it's really busy and there's crowds of people. And there's a lot of hustle and bustle. Teachers try to get their coffee down, try to get their, you know, daily curriculum ready and, you know, their plan out. And teachers are not supposed to be sitting there looking for shooters. And these shooters like to hit first thing in the morning and be done with it. You would think many of them would also be doing it on a Monday morning so they have the weekend to plan. This was interesting that it was a Friday morning. But I want to find out who this kid is. I want to know, again, what their mental illness is. We're not getting any diagnoses of these kids. We're not finding out what medications they're on or what presumed diagnoses they were given. We don't get too much about their upbringing. You know, well, maybe they were from a broken home or from there's a lot of people from a broken home. That doesn't tell us too much. But, you know, to stop the next school shooting, all right, it's not taking the guns away. You're not going to be able to take the guns away. There's always going to be guns. And he made pipe bombs. You can make as many gun laws as you want. He made explosives. Okay, the Boston Marathon bombing brothers made an explosive. It wasn't a gun. They want to kill, they're going to kill. They're going to find a way to do it. So that's not the answer. The answer is we need to beef up security. And if we identify somebody who could be a possible shooter or somebody who doesn't belong, they need to be taken down immediately and given very aggressive mental health treatment. I mean, you know, we need to put political correctness aside. I don't care what the boy or girl looks like or whatever. Somebody's acting funny or fishy or they bring something like this onto campus, we stop them before they get to campus. 1-877-DR-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.